companion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, welcome to another week of Dancing with the Stars here on AfterBuzz TV. It is week five. I'm Kristen Burt, and it is hashtag girl party today.
Yes!
Let's introduce everyone at the table. I'm going to start across the table, though. Sorry, Serrano.
Hello, you're starting with me. Hi.
Hey. Right next to her. And sitting in for the Mr. Mistopheles cats, Jake Dupree, is Darbina Plant.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for joining us. And to my left, from season 11 of So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars Tour Live this winter, Brooklyn Fulmer. Hi.
Yep. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
we sure appreciate
here.
It. All right, lot to tackle with Disney Week.
Yes,
Disney Week. It's amazing.
I just love the sparkle, the magicalness of it all.
It was such a magical night. I feel like every single number, I was like, wow, am I like a little kid in like Disney World?
Yeah, the production level is just huge on the show no matter what. But when you add the Disney into it,
it's unbelievable.
It is.
Production.
Why don't we start off with that opening number? Because those dresses were to die for. It really was like the Disney princesses come to life right there on the dance floor.
So cute.
Yeah, I love how they started out. It was like an elegant dance with the, you know, the skirts and everything. And then once they ripped it off, it got like more like rhythmical and stuff. I thought that was a cool change.
Yeah, it was sexy.
Yeah.
It really was. And I just, like, love... I was looking at Peeta with her, like, bun in her hair, and you're like, she's, like, the perfect Disney princess.
Oh, yeah. They all fit some kind of princess.
I know. They're all
really
so gorgeous. So and that was done by Mandy Moore. You've worked with Mandy Moore quite
Mandy
a bit.
Yeah, Mandy is awesome. And this year, she's, like, for sure a producer, I think, on the show, so she's killing it. She's doing so good.
That's awesome. And, you know, we had Mandy on, and it's always interesting talking with her, because she's not ballroom trained, and she talks about how she sort of teaches that language, because it is much different than someone that's contemporary trained, and it's kind of incredible.
I think she's just an amazing director, so she's kind of good at everything she does.
She's good for camera, too.
Yeah.
She knows how.
Yeah, exactly.
What to do and everything else. But I thought that was a good start to the night.
Yep. Definitely.
All right, well, let's kick it off with our first couple, Suzanne and Tony, doing Lady and the Tramp. It was a jazz number. Suri, I'm going to start with you.
Thanks. I applaud Tony Devolani, as always, for being so incredible with his partners and to his partners and there for his partners. He really is such a great teacher, as you know. We talk about it every season.
His patience.
He's very, very patient, and he's very intuitive and knows what his partners need, you know, emotionally and physically.
Yeah, he knows what they can and can't handle.
Yes. And emotionally, she had a meltdown this week, as we saw in, you know, the package and also, you know, online there was videos and whatnot. So I applaud him, and I enjoyed it. I can't say it was my favorite of theirs all season, but I mean, they, you know, they went out on a good note, don't you think?
I think that they did. I think he kept her together, which I thought was great. Like, just keep going. Yeah. You could see him yelling the steps at her in a good way, not in like, yeah! and I think that that's exactly when you talk about supportive, that's what you need from your partner, just to try and get them back on track so she could finish strong. Because she looked really good.
She did, and I thought she kind of looked sexy. Like, it was the first time I was like, oh, she looks like she's like really enjoying herself and like giving it a performance.
I felt like this is her Vegas show, because she does do a Vegas show, which I think opens next month. So I was like, this is what I might see if I went to her show.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, obviously, there was a bit of a hiccup, wasn't there? You know,
her, the costume malfunction.
Yeah, her shoe got caught in her dress.
I think it
or
got
something
caught,
like
in her dress.
But from before that, I thought it was a good routine. There was a lift. Was it coming off of the top area? And her leg and her foot looked great, you know? She's got great feet and great legs. But, you know, there was that little mishap. But I thought it was a good job.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that she probably was coming close to the end of her run on the show, as it, you know, maybe it would have been next week. You know, you just don't know. But I think she should be really happy with, you know, how she did, and it was fun.
It sounds like she is.
Yeah, And mm-hmm. so 7777 score of 28. There you go. And you can go see her in Vegas. I think she opens
in, go like, see her in Vegas.
Yeah, in May. So there you go. You can continue the fun. Let's move on to Robert and Kim. And I think that this couple is one of the fan favorites. And I think all of us, my heart was on the floor.
Oh, my gosh. Heart throbs. Like, they are so cute.
They are. The little backstage package.
I know,
the little
right?
whispers.
That was like...
It's cute. Come on. It's cute.
Romantic.
It's really cute. It is. It's endearing.
I know.
Kind of like, oh.
I know, when you have that, like, little love for someone, whether it's, you know, fully realized or not, but they have a huge appreciation for each other, obviously, mm-hmm. and it's just really sweet.
They're a great partnership.
Yes. So they had Mary Poppins, they had the quick step, and he looks like he stepped on the wrong foot to start the entire dance mm-hmm. and then just couldn't right himself.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
It happens.
It does. What's interesting, though, is I thought, like, if you just judged his performance just from, like, here up, I was like, I give you tens. Because 100%. His performance, yeah, he killed it. He completely, like, was in character. But then, like Julianne said, like, his feet were a little bit, you know, he started off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I wanted to say I love both of their attitudes. I loved his attitude mm-hmm. on Dancing with the Stars All Access. They did interview them after. I'm sure maybe some of you saw it. And he just was like, yeah, I went a little bit wrong. But I mean, they had the mm-hmm. most amazing attitudes about mm-hmm. it. And yeah, we're at the bottom. That is, you know, not good. We need to.
But still a smile on his
That's
face.
That's really weird, but totally. Yeah. So yeah. still happy. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and it was like, oh man, you mm-hmm. are awesome.
Yeah, they've got the right attitude.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think that, you know, there's a week sometimes where they have, you do the routine again. I would love to see the routine again mm-hmm. with no mistakes, because right. the whole, you know, production of that mm-hmm. with Kim coming down, it was great. I just wish mm-hmm. he hadn't have messed up, because yeah, I can just imagine mm-hmm. what it would have been yeah. like.
Is it the Mary mm-hmm. Poppins curse? Because we saw Charlie with his broken umbrella twice on that number. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, to go back on what you said, too, just the performance-wise, remember, mm-hmm. he's not a performer at all. He's a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. Most people melt down. I mean, because you go, what am I going to do? So for him to at least keep the mm-hmm. face yeah. and keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's awesome.
That's mm-hmm. so good.
He looks like he enjoys himself every single week. Like, he just gives it his all, even if he starts on the wrong foot.
I think he's so much, yeah, he doesn't care. He's like, whatever. Yeah.
What he has that Chris Soules has to work on, which we'll get to, is not taking it too seriously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And enjoying
that's all,
it.
Because yeah. that's was his attitude showed, just being in that interview when he was like, I did.
He's like, yep, I messed up.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And I think he's a lot invested. I mean, he adores his partner, obviously, but I think mm-hmm. that the emotional connection with his mother, too, I think you just go, it's okay, it wasn't the best week, and mm-hmm. we'll come back strong right. next week. Mm-hmm. And from what I was hearing, Noah Galloway wrote in his Men's Health article, his blog, he was saying that there's no elimination next week. So it looks like, because he said, I've got 2 weeks now that I was saved this
week.
Okay. You know?
Nice.
So give him a chance to really maybe make improvements.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's always interesting when they throw that in, because it usually means double elimination.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Scary.
So mean. All sixes for Robert, 24.
Boy, you can look at it at the plus side. Whoever's in now gets another 2 weeks instead of only one more week.
It's true.
Yeah. That's true.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think for people that are, you feel like are the bubble couples at this point,
yeah.
they have 2 weeks to improve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that does. That makes a huge, huge difference. We next go, another fun couple, Patty and Artem.
I love them.
They're so cute together.
They are.
Who would have thought that those two, but like, they're growing so much mm-hmm. as a couple. And you know, when he was just saying that Patty has taught him so much about, you know, just like being, what was it he said, I can't remember, but like humility or being a good person mm-hmm. and she's just so just everything about her, I just want to know more. Anytime she's on the stage, her whole personality is just, I'm totally in awe of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when she just stood there and she was like, your dreams come true, I'm like, yes they will.
Waltz. What did we think of their waltz? Sorry.
Well, she's, as we've talked about every week, she is pure entertainment. And I just sat back with a smile on my face, enjoyed mm-hmm. it from moment one to the very end. And I said, yes, I want more, please.
Mm-hmm. And she's dealing with a knee injury that obviously is bugging her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, you don't know it on the dance floor.
No, as she mm-mm. said, Noah has one leg. She's fine. Her knee is fine. at this point, though, that's when the injuries really start to kick in. Yeah. Your bodies are tight, they're sore, you're, you know, it's going to happen. But she has a phenomenal attitude and a total rock star diva attitude.
Yeah, and I think Artem, at the same time, he's so good with her. Like, the package before they danced was so cute. He was, like, it so really good was. With her, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, they are a perfect partnership.
They really are, and, like, that's where you have to hand it to, like, Dina Katz. We're like, okay, we're gonna bring in Patti LaBelle, and then who are we gonna put? Oh, it's gonna be Artem. We talked about this last week, and I'm like, Artem is gonna be, because, you know, you saw him last season with Leah Thompson, who had tremendous dance abilities, and, you know, and they were killing it, and, you know, and then you go, well, Patti, it's gonna be a different level of dance, but it just makes sense in so many weird ways.
And it's working for them. It totally is.
Really is.
Remember, sometimes celebs request pros.
Ooh.
And they will only do the show with when they get that pro.
Well, Miss Patti wanted some hot.
But I'm not saying
hot.
That.
Like, I want Artem.
Hot crushing. Who never wears a shirt?
Who would it? I would want that.
Yes, please. Yeah, who wouldn't?
I had put out, you know, he had come to the studio 2 seasons ago now, and we sat on his Harley.
Oh,
and
my gosh. It's beautiful, by the
it's
way.
It's a gorgeous bike. And I just thrown the photo up on Twitter.
I saw that.
And people were like, oh, my gosh. Were you just with him? I'm like, no, this is an old photo from 2 seasons ago. But people are, you know, gaga for him.
Oh, we went outside. And I was like, I have to sit on that bike. It is absolutely phenomenal.
And
it
touch
is gorgeous.
It's,
oh, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So Miss Patti got a 7677. Was the 6 deserved? I mean, it was Len. There was some weird judging going on, too, last night. So this was kind of the start of some stuff.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I don't know.
For Patti, I mean, I don't think the scores are that. I mean, obviously, it's important, but I hope that people, you know,
it's the fan vote with her.
The fans.
Yeah.
That probably does make sense.
Mm-hmm. For me, at least, I feel like Patti and Artem are like the Tommy Chong and PETA of last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time, like, every week, I'm like, what are they going to do this week? And, like, this week, she, like, was, you know, doing her little shimmies and, like, getting, like, fairy dust everywhere. I'm like, she's so...
And who doesn't want Miss Patti fairy dust?
Exactly, yeah.
I'm like, I want some of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a really epic... This was, like, the first, I felt like, really big production number of the night, coming from Willow and Mark, no surprise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
Alice
God.
Alice, amazing. And Foxtrot. Okay. I'm going to start with you. I'm looking at your face. So you got some stuff to say. Go.
I just don't understand why it wasn't a perfect score. To me, it was the perfect dance.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the creativity, the dance itself, everything from start to finish, the costuming, the troupe in there. I honestly was like, this is an amazing number. Mm-hmm. And what was it she said? Like, she made a comment saying about Willow didn't, something about at the beginning there was something wrong with it.
Something was wrong. Like, footsteps, I think. I think they
felt like she was a little.
Because Mark tweeted that he went over the tape and didn't see any missteps.
Didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything either.
No, and I mean, I think her footwork needs a little bit of cleaning up. You could see it in the rehearsal, and it was much, much better out there on the dance floor last night. So she's obviously taking Mark's notes very, very well. But again, she's like not a trained dancer. I'm sure she's taken some dance classes or whatever, but I think like she's moving in the right direction of all of this. So
I just think in the... Oh, sorry. Go.
No, go.
She's like, everybody has something to say.
It's just, you know, with the troupe as well and everyone around her, I was just still in awe of the situation between the two of them, you know, and the whole story. All about it. Mm-hmm. All about it.
I think Mark has really outdone himself, especially this season, like with last week's performance and then topping it off with this week. I'm like, holy cow. With the creativity, the costumes, you know, the production, the choreography, everything is really coming together with them, too.
Had this number been done at the end of the season, there would have been tens across the board.
Exactly. Right.
And this number, I mean, this is like Emmy-worthy, what he's putting out there.
It's
that rabbit!
Yeah.
He was like chewing on
and
dirt.
He danced with a contact out of his eye.
I know.
Falling
then,
out of his eye.
Yeah.
Where Tom else grabs. Do you see this on TV? I mean, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And was it my favorite Willow choreography in terms of like her dancing? I don't know if it was my favorite of her actual performance. Is that my, not performance, but dancing wise?
But yeah,
she's done some other dancing that I liked better. But the whole number as a whole was unreal. Mm-hmm. And I would watch it over and over and over again. I felt like I was in there in the movie.
Yeah, they made you feel
a journey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They made you feel like you were a part of the world and like literally in Alice in Wonderland.
Totally agree. I think Anna Raven Sky is on the line. Anna, are you there?
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hi Anna.
Studio stuff, but I'm here with you now.
Well, we're so glad you're joining us. We're talking about Willow and Mark, and would love your feedback on their number.
Oh, my gosh. I was just listening to you, and I completely agree with Suri. It was my favorite number of the night by far, but it's not my favorite of Willow's dancing. I do feel the creativity was just out of this world. Mm-hmm. And Mark, again, with his crazy makeup and transformation. I think he out-transformed himself with this one, though.
I think so.
This one's definitely out there.
But you know what's interesting with Mark? Because he started getting really, really, really creative. I'm going to say probably like 4 or 5 seasons ago. And sometimes I'd be like, I wasn't always like right there. Like it was like almost there. And I feel like we've just seen the evolution. It's just like he's just right. He's right on a really good groove. He's killing it. Like I feel it creatively.
The number as a whole, like from costumes to concepts to dancing, everything.
It all comes together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing I did hear, and what do you guys think? Because Willow and Mark have had the troupe with them for most of their dances. Some fans I've heard they're like, we're ready for a stripped down dance for them. What do you guys think?
It's coming.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be one of the next couple weeks.
Anna, is there anything you think Willow needs to work on moving forward? Because she's had such great improvement. Or maybe Anna took a nap.
Maybe we lost her.
Okay, that's okay. Because now Willow is perfect. So yeah. That's all it means. But they got some good scores, 8899. Probably could have been higher.
Yes.
Definitely. Maybe all nines higher. If they weren't going to give up the tens.
Yeah, I think for sure all nines.
At least all
at
nines.
At least.
There absolutely could have been tens in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, especially when you look at the rest of the evening. And it's Disney week and what he put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Underscored.
Got
underscored.
Yeah.
I know, darn it. This girl's 14. I keep forgetting. I love that I'm forgetting her age, too.
I know, 14. I think that's, we can compliment Mark on that part because, like, you forget that that's a 14-year-old girl, you know? And, like, I wouldn't be doing that when I was 14. I'm like, no way. Like, he makes you forget that she's the youngest one there.
Until she needs a snack.
And then her dad comes in.
We're like, I'm glad you realized that for that whole, like, little bit. That was smart.
That was so cute.
That was cute.
All right. Before we move on to dances 5 through 9, we just want to thank everyone for downloading on podcast.
Yes,
is the iTunes version of our show, AfterBuzz TV, Dancing with the Stars. And, of course, you all know that you can rate us 5 stars.
5 stars.
Put it 5. There you go. We love your feedback. As you know, we've been added live streaming on YouTube this season, so it's been tremendous. And we thank you all for the support. And lots of great things coming because we've got results shows coming back, and we'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the show. But let's move on. I think this couple also deserves a lot of discussion because I think the package was kind of interesting, seeing the dynamic in the rehearsal. Chris and Whitney. It was a quick step. It was Hercules. This is a harder partnership. It's harder.
It is. You know, there's a lot to say about this. I want to say, though, I was a little nervous right at the beginning of the routine. I was like, oh, how is this going to go? But you know what? I really enjoyed this number from the beginning to the end. I thought he did fantastic. And it was the best dance that he's done all season.
Well, let's go back to the package first and we'll get into the dance. Because I think it was a nice evolution of like what we saw.
You know, sometimes you in a partnership or a relationship, whatever, we all know, sometimes you need that third party to come in and lighten the mood.
Mm-hmm.
And be a little buffer.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Is what they did. And that is what was needed. Chris is getting a little, and he's readily admitted he gets into his head. Somebody that's guilty of that knows that sometimes you need to get out of your head because you get in your own way.
You're
so,
like,
you know, I think that's what was going on. That's all. But I don't think it's a bad partnership. I just think it's going through a little bit of growing pains.
Well, I'm sure that there's also, you know, when you have an Alfonso who comes into the studio and can do anything. I mean, what do you think? You know Whitney. This is young.
Hashtag
Vibe Tribe kid right here. So we love the Vibe kids.
I think it was really good that they brought Alfonso in this week because I feel like it's something that Chris needed because even though Alfonso is, like, all obviously, like, really talented in dance itself, but I think it was good for Chris to have somebody who's been in his shoes and, like, you know, has partnered Whitney and been like, okay, this is what you should do, or this is what you need to do more of. So I think that actually really helped Chris, and I think Chris did a good performance last night. I mean, I feel like he looked like he was actually enjoying himself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, Darvina, what did you think of the dance overall?
I actually didn't love it, surprisingly, considering you guys are all like, yeah, yeah, but I...
Oh, Darvina, you're so nice.
Just wait.
There she is.
Just give it a minute.
We'll call Anna next, because clearly Anna has stuff to say. I can't wait.
But firstly, the costume, I get it, it was Hercules, but it was almost like a tennis dress kind of thing. Like, I don't know, it just didn't work for me at all.
The concept.
At all. The dress. No, I love Hercules. I love the whole... I love the song. It's like one of my favorite songs in Disney. But I just felt like he was like running around the dance floor. Like, it just looked really choppy to me and I couldn't get into it.
I felt like it was better though than last week. Like, I felt like it was a step in the right direction, but I want to hear what Anna has to say because I know she's chomping at the bit.
Well, I agree with Darvina that the outfit did not help him at all. Carrie Ann was raving about it, saying that he was the best dance. I don't agree. I still think his best dance was Jive, by far. It was really odd, because Quick Step, as much as it's fast and vivacious and silly, it's still very classy. And Chris is not... He's a hot, good-looking guy, but he's a farmer. He's not a prince, if that makes sense. He's not, you know, royalty by any means. So
he is bachelor royalty. He is bachelor royalty.
Yeah. But my point is the outfit didn't help him because it made him look less elegant as I think he needed to go for. I think if he wanted to do... Hercules Day, and I know it's not him, and I know it's probably not even Whitney, and I think it's probably production's recommendation of what they should be wearing. You know, I would have loved to see him with pants and some sort of suit, even if it's white. I think it would make him look so much better, so much more put together, because it looked like he was just, you know, going to sauna.
That is the Hercules, so traditional, I think, costume.
I understand that. Yeah. I understand. But it did not help the fact that it exposed his leg work and his footwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did not help.
And he had a calf injury. We do know he had a calf injury. Mm-hmm. That didn't help either, so.
No, absolutely. I couldn't get over how great Whitney looked, though.
Yeah, she looked
lovely. She was very cute and sexy and very stylish and very kind of in with her hairdo and her outfit. So her outfit was spot on. Him is a C-.
Okay. I agree with her about the costume. When I heard what they were wearing in the weekly rehearsals or whatever, I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, and I guess with the injury, too, then it sort of draws your attention to it. I did watch his tape on the leg. Like, it kind of catches your eye sometimes.
Because
I was trying to see how, if he was walking or, you know, walking a little bit gingerly or dancing through. Because a calf injury is not... It's not fun at all, so, and it was what, that day he got it.
Yeah, it was that morning.
They should put, it doesn't even really matter at this point, but they should put nude tape on there like they do for gymnasts. You don't compete with white tape because it's distracting. You put nude tape on.
Yeah.
We'll take it off for a minute and a half.
It probably, once it was on hairy legs, you don't want guys.
I know, free waxing.
Free waxing, courtesy of Dancing with the Stars production. So they got 7-6, 7-7. Very similar scores, or same scores as Patti LaBelle. You know,
it's,
well, for each of them, they're about
the same.
Similar.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, because, I mean, now that they have 2 weeks to improve before there's an elimination.
Chris does better with more time.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
He was his jive. I mean, that jive was great.
That jive was awesome, and I think this more time, the next 2 weeks, is going to probably make a difference.
If he can dance with the calf. If he can
push
it with the calf.
Yeah, doesn't.
If not, he might be in trouble, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he's in trouble. We all know.
Yeah, I think
he's
like
in trouble.
The next 2 weeks.
Yeah. There's a couple people that are in trouble.
Yep. I know. It gets down to like who goes home. Someone has to go home at this point. And if it's a double elimination in 2 weeks, who are the two couples that are going home? You start looking at who's the bottom of the leaderboard. So, you know, he's one of them. Let's go on to Noah and Sharna, Aladdin doing the Foxtrot. I'm going to start right off. I actually agreed that I wanted more Noah in this.
Yes, I want to say first of all, Sharna looked flawless. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She looked stunning last night.
So great.
But I couldn't take my eyes off of her.
Because she looked amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she always looks amazing. But usually I can focus on her partner much more easily because she does such phenomenal choreography.
Mm-hmm. I think she did more dancing in this.
But I just kept watching her. I was like, there she's doing that. Oh, mm-hmm. that looks amazing. You know? And I wanted to see him more. I like paying attention to him more.
Yeah, and I felt like the camera was weird watching it from home. I know you guys were in studio, but it kept on, like, mm-hmm. it would be like Sharna, and then it'd be Noah. And I know mm-hmm. there's an animation and there's issues with all of that, but it's like I wanted to see them together because they're mm-hmm. a stunning couple together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Anna, what did you think with their foxtrot? Okay.
I think the issue was everyone wanted a bit more content, you know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which is difficult with, you know, the challenges that he has, you know, so they tried really hard to show the sway because they couldn't really show the rise and the fall, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and I think that's just, that was the difficulty with that dance, and that's what we saw. And I think that they tried to kind of get around that with the extra bits that Sharna did, you know?
Yeah.
But I just think it was maybe the dance in terms of they just did as much as they could with what they had. But mm-hmm.
I agree with what Len said. He said it perfectly about, you know, he did the best that he could with what they can do. Mm-hmm. And he's just awesome. And yeah. I was like, yep, you just said it, wrapped it up with a bow on top. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Said it really nicely.
They're one couple I'm excited to watch every single week because I'm like, what is Sharna going to create this week?
And their connection, too.
Mm-hmm. They have a... And her pep talk she gave him right before the package. Oh, my gosh. Like
don't focus on what you can't do. Yeah. Focus in on what you can do. Mm-hmm. We should all, like, remember that one.
I know. I was like, I need to write that down.
I know. Words of wisdom by Sharna each week. I was going to say something else about Noah, too. I can't remember what it was, but I just think that they do have a lot to show off. I know that, what was it though? I did have a good point. It will, and then it won't matter anymore. We'll be like long into like Nastia and Rumor and everything else. but I was like, I don't know. So they got all sevens. The total was 28 for them. Did you have anything to add, Anna? I can hear you now. Or maybe not. Okay. Where in the world is Anna is going to be the hashtag for this show.
Where is Anna?
I just don't know. All right, let's talk about, this is another big production number, Riker and Allison, Pirates of the Caribbean, Paso Doble. This was fierce.
It was so good. I thought it was so good. And even when I saw Riker in the very beginning, I was like, is that Captain Jack Sparrow? Like, he looked exactly like the actual one. I was like,
he has a good accent.
Yeah, and the accent. He was totally in character. And he had the costume, everything, the makeup.
They, like, threw it all out there on the dance floor.
It was... Yeah. I need more Riker and of being Jack Sparrow, period. I mean, literally, I just do. Because during, he's that character. He's really good. He's like an actor. I mean, that's like how good it was. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Jesus, that was one of the best numbers I've probably seen on the show ever.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Really?
It was amazing.
What was it like in studio? I want to know.
It was so intense, so full on. It was just like action packed. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I loved it. I love them as a couple. I feel like, you know, I underestimated them maybe a little bit at the beginning. I wasn't too sure what I was going to get, but I love their partnership. Mm-hmm. I am looking forward to maybe a stripped down dance from them, you know, just to see something a little bit less intense. Yeah. But I love their intensity at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is
hey,
one of those
guys.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm back online. I had a worse connection, so I had to dial in. I don't know what's happening today.
We're talking about Riker and Allison's Paso Doble.
Well, like I agree with everybody. The production is insane. Their outfits were great. Choreography overall was really, really good. I'm very impressed with both of them, really. Again, the song, however, is not a Paso Doble as Vinnie's Waltz. But that's okay, I suppose. You can let things slide. A lot of things been allowed to slide yesterday. They were allowed to have a lot of lifts, and Carrie Ann did not comment on them.
Because she decides when she wants to.
I mean, if you do a jazz routine, that's like, okay. But, you know, you're supposed to have lifts. But then there are other things in a lot of things were apart in the quick step where they were supposed to be together. I think Louis Van Amstel mentioned that in his blog, and I do agree. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, pretty much anybody who would have gotten this song from Pirates of the Caribbean, because music is so incredible that they could have just doing simple passes over the steps, it would still look fantastic. Now, of course, Riker and Allison took it to another level of, like, whatever the Paso Doble is, but on, you know, crazy ecstasy pills. So, in my opinion, it was great performance. It was really entertaining. And they were clearly working really hard because they were both out of breath and they are both really fit young people. I'd love to see from him something different, though. He's been showing this to me in Salsa. He's been showing the same thing for me in Tango. I feel like that's his one dimension that he does. I'd love to see a different dimension.
I think we talked a little bit about that last week, too. Just we wanted something, we're ready for something softer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple other couples that I want to see. Willow would be nice to see a stripped down piece. And I think, you know, just her and Mark on the dance floor. And mm-hmm. I think Rumor's another one, which we'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
We have some strong, yeah. fierce dancers out there. Right. And I'm ready to see something more vulnerable, I think. But I still love this Paso Doble. It really was mm-hmm. one of my favorites of the night. Mm-hmm.
I think it was really strong. And they're both, like, powerhouses. So together, I think it came together really well.
It was an unbelievable ride. You felt like you were in the movie theater on the edge of your seat in the peak part of the film where, you know, it's action-packed. Like, you're, whoa, what's happening from the, you know what I mean? Hold on!
Did Allison have bruises on her arm? Because she was like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I know.
Woman commits like no other.
She's all
no
like
other. They, yeah. Don't ever, ever underestimate Allison. She
Never.
Is, holy cow.
She's fierce. Yeah, she's so fierce. I'm just super excited that this season she has a partner like Riker where she could really shine mm-hmm. and she could show her level and her talent and her skill to America, because I really, really, truly believe she is one of the best dancers that are current. So it's super fun to have her on the show and to bring another spectrum, another flavor to, you know, sometimes a little bit of a stuffy Dance with the Stars ballroom. however, one more comment, though, I do want to say, as much as I love to see all the troupe members being so involved in all the dances, and I, let's say, think like Kim and Robert dance, they needed to be there, that absolutely that dance. I don't know if necessarily the troupe needed to be in Riker and Allison's dance, because I didn't really look at the troupe. I just kept looking at Allison and Riker, so in a way, the other two couples dancing side by side was a little bit distracting.
Yeah, it is. I have heard that from a lot of people that do watch the show, that sometimes they do just want to focus in on the couple. It's something I've been hearing more and more. I do think for Disney Week, because it's just big production, it kind of makes sense to involve, you throw in everything and the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
But maybe on another week, we start scaling back a little bit. And who knows? Yeah, who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. But 10, 9, 9, 10. So I'm sure that they are really happy with those scores.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should
well
be.
Deserved. Yeah, they did deserve that.
Yeah. And I've said it before, but I just feel like I'm glad Allison's having this season. I felt beat up for her last season a little bit.
Yeah, we did. We went through it with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just happy that it's better. All right. Rumor and Val, Little Mermaid, doing a samba. No Disney princess for Rumor. She's all
I love
Ursula.
That.
I know.
That was
really awesome. She was like, I'm not going to be Frozen. I'm going to be Ursula.
another hit. Like another jam-packed, on the edge of your seat, you know, production. Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Anna.
Well, to me, this was the dance that actually had less production than some of the other dances. You know, they had the beginning, they had a lot of production, but actually, the whole dance, it was about them. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about true dancers running around them. It was about the couple that's actually competing. The makeup, though, was and hair was insane, obviously. Huge applaud for makeup and hair team and production and costuming. They just did so phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed that samba. I want to say that she was living it. She really, she made it very real. Her emotion wasn't forced at all. It was very much, she was it. She was embracing it and she was having so much fun. You were having fun with her and it was creepy and cool, and she was lip syncing sometimes, and usually it really bothers me, but it didn't this time somehow.
Well, let's talk about the lip syncing.
She was embodying it.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about the lip syncing, because it comes into play in Nastia's thing,
yes,
too.
Yes, it does, and they were doing it the whole time as well, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, and I was like, why is it called out on one and not on another? Yeah. It's the same thing with lifts. Like, there's a lot of uneven judging this season, and it drives me insane, Carrie Ann.
Yeah.
It drives me insane. make a rule. Stick to it. That's all I'm saying, Carrie Ann. Remember when I used to yell at Conrad Green?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Maybe, Carrie Ann, it's your turn this season. I don't know. I'm just like, stop it. But, you know, and that's exactly it. I mean, we had a really strong routine. Rumor does a lot of musical theater here in Los Angeles, so she's very comfortable with this. She's very talented. And, you know, it's just weird to me when it's like, it's okay for one, but not the other, that kind of thing. But strong partnership. Mm-hmm. This is another partnership, though. They're coming out strong and fierce every week, and I want to see something.
We will. That's that.
I think it's coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're going to see that.
I'm ready for it.
Yep.
Love them.
Yep. All right. 10, 9, 10, 10. No one has had their perfect across the board 10s yet. Len held them back, so we'll see what happens.
Maybe next week.
Maybe. Well, it's still only halfway point.
That's right.
You know, it's still only half of the competition. I mean, they have to keep up, say something for the end. Otherwise, it's a little bit anticlimactic.
They've been a little bit more reserved with scores this year, too.
Yes, they're
this
be.
Season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think better.
Yep. It is better.
It works better.
You need
better.
To build. Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the final couple of the night, Nastia and Derek doing Frozen. This was a jazz number.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Which I thought, I was like, I'm not sure I wanted to see, because I know what Nastia is capable of and I know what Derek's capable of, I'm not sure I wanted to see a Frozen jazz number. I was like,
Yeah, it could have been an opportunity to perhaps do something a bit more outlandish or just, you know, like really use all those skill sets that she does have. But I didn't mind the lip syncing.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't either. I actually, I liked it.
I thought it worked.
Oh, did you like it, Siri?
She's like, thanks. This one knows me well. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, everybody knows I'm obviously, I love this partnership. We also know Derek is extraordinarily busy, 13 shows a week in New York, and doesn't have the time that he would normally have for these routines. It was, for me, a missed opportunity as a jazz number, given the fact that you have Nastia Liukin, who is capable
legs for days.
Of everything. And when you have jazz, that's when you utilize her abilities. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he wanted to. I know that he threw in a lift and a flip a couple hours before showtime or something like that.
And she can adjust to it with no big deal.
Of
like,
course.
It's great.
Because
she's
a
professional.
High level.
She can, she can handle it. So for me, I was a little bit bummed. As we, we were texting about it.
Yeah.
It's still a gorgeous number, but that's going to be every week. I needed to see everything that she was capable of. It was such an opportunity, and it was missed.
But I think one thing that was good was seeing her personality. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole, Disney week, it was really nice to see her, like, giving it a bit, like, with the lip syncing. It seemed more fun.
Mm-hmm. It was like a more sunny side of her. So I enjoyed seeing a different.
Yeah, I agreed.
She needs
and
to
she,
say something because she's about to
I know. She and I went back and forth on text about this, and I'm like, I loved her, like, bubbly self. But
no. I'm sorry. I see what you guys are saying, and maybe it's because I've known her for a little bit longer, maybe. I understand she needs to be smiley and people need to relate to her more, but I still feel like she's not really being a way that people can connect to her, being happy. I just didn't.
Genuine?
She's a genuine person. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. She's a very genuine person. She's an awesome person. I love you, Nastia. But she's hard to connect to, and I understand that. And so for me, I didn't feel it from her. And I just felt, go ahead, Anna. I can hear you.
I'm holding my breath. I absolutely agree with you, Suri. I thought that this was a missed opportunity as well. In fact, when I watched the routine, I had to go back and say what that was, and it said jazz on the bottom, and that's the only reason I knew it was jazz, because I really couldn't tell what it was. It was a little bit like, I mean, I agree that it could be out of a movie or it could be out of a Broadway show.
Musical theater dance.
It was just a little bit... it was just a little bit here and there. It had a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of... It was very gimmicky. In my opinion, what I really love about Derek's routines is that they are so... they have a very clear image and then they have a very clear throughout line. And this routine just didn't have it for me. It was like it was pieced together at the last minute. Wow. And I do agree with you, Zuri, that it doesn't... Her having fun yesterday, maybe this is not to having fun, but it's kind of like she's performing. She knows she's performing, and okay, this is my time to perform now, so I'm going to do this. But I can read it through camera. She's not like 100% living through it. Like there's still a little piece of ice inside of her head or her heart that needs to be melted in order for us to 100% connect with her. And at the moment, it didn't happen.
I agree. She said it well.
Yeah. And it's just like, I mean, they got great scores, 9-9, 10-10. I mean, obviously the execution of it was flawless.
That grand jeté
she did.
Yeah. All of her lines.
Gorge.
Yeah.
All of her lines. But
Gorge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things you're like, she can do anything.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a few, they've got several elements going on. His schedule, her schedule, you know, but also mm-hmm. I've said it from week one, I think, about her and her personality and what she needs to kind of, like, not just the personality, but because she has a fantastic personality. Those that know her, she's awesome. She's mm-hmm. really,
she's
she
very
is
sweet.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. She's so kind, but it's got to read to people.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do the next couple weeks and everything else. It was also announced that the anniversary show is happening April 21st. Anna, anything to drop? We might be on the anniversary show, perhaps, maybe?
Perhaps, yes. Perhaps you'll see a few flashes of my face here and there. And I'm, you know, just looking forward to see what... Because the production's been so fantastic this whole season. I'm really, really excited to see what they're going to put for the 10th anniversary because it's obviously a huge deal for Dancing with the Stars. And I can't believe it was 10 years. It just makes me feel old, but it also makes me feel really grateful and blessed that I was a part of this show one way or another for 10 years.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we've been seeing glimpses, like certain people are coming back. I know, like, Kelly Monaco has been rehearsing. People have seen. Ooh. I know. I've heard rumors of Meryl rehearsing, although I have not seen any confirmation of that. But people are like, she's rehearsed, but she's doing Sway as well. But Alfonso and Sadie.
And even bringing back Kim this season.
Yes, mm-hmm. I mean it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that this is what we've all been building for because I feel like they've been like reserved, like wait till you see the latter half of the season.
We're gonna
throw
yeah.
it all out yeah. of you. Like, so Anna, we hope to see you on that dance floor, maybe,
maybe.
Okay, I'm fetching.
Give me something.
Fish. And the results show is coming back April 28th nice. Through the rest of the season.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
yeah.
That'll be
That's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll probably change our schedule a little bit. We'll have to talk about
it
that,
will.
You guys. But but I think that that's also another great way to sort of bring maybe former contestants back, the pros, do some bigger numbers and everything
get,
else.
Get some replays of numbers maybe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Favorites.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Which mm-hmm. is a great question. Like, Anna, do you have, what's your favorite routine ever that you've done on the show? It doesn't have to be with the partner. It could be a pro number.
Oh, gosh. It's really, it's so hard to say my favorite. I mean, I absolutely loved dancing with, you know, Stevie Wonder. He's my all-time favorite performer, and I was just thrilled to be dancing kind of next, just being next to him. But, you know, anything I've done, there's many group dances that were done that were really, really cool. I mean, the old girls number, I think it was season 13, 14, I don't know, Jaquil choreographed that. I still remember it, and I sometimes wake up in terror because I feel like, oh my gosh, I cannot do this hip-hop routine, but I somehow managed.
That's my big nightmare.
But it turned out to be one of the sexiest, coolest, funnest experience, and just, I really, really could go on and on and on. I don't really have, like, my all-time favorite because that would be degrading some of the other routines that I've done, and I just feel every single season that I've done something professionally with a pro. I mean, all the celebrities is one part of the game, but with the pros it's just completely different, and the creativity of it, I mean, it was always just fun to dance with all those great guys.
Yeah, and it's interesting just to watch. I'm really looking forward to the anniversary show because I really hope that they dive very deep back into like season one and two, because you realize it was almost primitive back then compared to how, you know, epic it is now and sure. the production level. And I think Anna at one point was like, yeah, there was like duct tape holding things up, like as a joke. But I mean, it is true to watch because that first season, and I've been reading my People magazine, like, you know, collector's edition, but it was 6 weeks.
Right, because you don't know in the beginning of a show like that. Or any kind of show, you don't know what if it's going to take off, how successful it will be, and if people will take to it.
Yeah, and you know, Tom Bergeron in that issue was like, I was hoping to make it to week four, and then I thought we'd be canceled. He's like, I never thought it would be the huge success that it is. So
you just never know.
Yeah. You never know what your hit is going to be. I mean, he's had several hits because he's AFV is huge too. America's Funniest Videos. Yes. Yeah. A long time host of that. He just left. So, and the other thing, you know, with no elimination, I think that this is going to give probably some of the couples a little chance to maybe breathe a little bit, hopefully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But team dances also come into play, and now you have to, besides learning to breathe, but you now need to know two numbers.
Yeah, not just one.
And that's a lot of pressure.
It's heating up now, definitely. You know, it's that point in the competition where, you know, people start to feel the pressure big time, for sure. But that's the exciting part.
That is the best part. And I just want to talk about the Dancing with the Stars tour. How was that this winter?
Oh, my gosh. It was the coolest thing. Like, I would go on it again in a second.
I mean, was it just like, did you feel like a rock star every single night?
Oh, yeah. Like, waking up in a new city every single day. And then just after a show, go straight to our tour bus, go to a different city. Like, being with everyone 24-7, it was so fun.
That's kind of awesome.
24-7 on the bus?
Literally, like...
Got anything like for 20, us?
I know it was 50 cities, literally together 24/7 tour bus life. And
all right, you gotta give us the inside scoop then, like, who was like the messiest on the tour bus?
I would say all the boys, just in general. I couldn't say just one. I would say that Sasha had the stinkiest feet. That's for sure. Every night after our show, we'd get on the tour bus, like Sasha, and we had like spray. We're like, "Hey, we need to like breathe that." I would say the boys were generally messier, but like we kept our tour manager like kept us in line pretty good. So he's like, "Guys, you need to
spray
keep
your
it.
Feet.
Yeah, spray your feet so the girls don't die."
Sasha's stinky feet. Who's the funniest of the group that was on tour?
Funniest, I would say probably Mark. Yeah.
All right. Mark,
yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Who was the most talkative, like the loudest all the time?
Loudest. Probably Sasha.
Did he play pranks on everyone on tour too?
Like every... Well, got to like the last like 15 shows, like he was like, prank night, prank night, prank night. Like every night. And there was a time where, oh my gosh, there were so many pranks. I probably shouldn't be saying these, but like one time...
Do it.
One time we were, I don't even remember what city, and Alfonso goes out, and we had just done, do you guys remember the boss number from last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The girls in the all white. Yeah. So we redid that and did that on tour every night. So then after the girls did that, Alfonso came out and like mimicked our dance and like tried to do a sexy move. So right when he did that, Sasha played a fart noise in the microphone. So right when he like bent down, it was the funniest thing. He was so embarrassed.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, there was just like the last like 15 shows were hilarious. There was pranks going constantly.
Always funny.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But what is it? It's like,
I know.
This weird biological function.
Always find them funny.
Yeah. I know. But then we're all like, we're 12 years old again.
Yeah. It was Sasha who was always behind the pranks, but he made it fun.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I always like to know what goes on behind the scenes, because when you're on tour,
that's the best.
A long time, you start to like, you get really relaxed with everyone, and then you're like, no, they were the messiest. Or,
yeah.
And who was always like waking up late or showing up late? There's always one.
Probably, I would say Val and Keo slept in a lot. But then, and I think Whitney slept in sometimes too. No, Brittany did, sorry. Brittany slept in a lot, too.
All right.
Yeah.
It's always like, who's the one?
Yeah.
Like, dragging out of bed. Yeah. We gotta go. And what's next for you?
Hopefully another tour this summer.
Excellent.
Yep. Whether it's Dancing with the Stars or maybe Move Tour. Yep, we'll see.
All right. Fingers crossed, right?
Fingers crossed.
All right. Well, you guys, we're going to wrap up here. Could you believe this? I'm like, we even have like a minute to spare. We're usually like,
blah, blah, blah. I know. We could. There's stuff we could talk about.
I know. There is one big, you know, we'll dig a little bit. There was a little story about Natsuya's rehearsal partner. So
switched
was Henry, and now we're hearing that it's Sasha. So we're not sure what the reason is, or if it was just done for scheduling convenience. Who knows? So if we get that scoop, we'll let you know. All right, Anna, thank you for joining us. She's still there? She hung up. All right. You know, find A Trivinskaya on Twitter and Trivinskaya on Instagram. Sarvina.
Diva Doll for Instagram and Twitter.
And Suri. It's, I don't know.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope now at Suri Serrano.
Brooklyn, thanks for joining us. Where can we find you?
Dance11 Brooklyn on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at Kristen Burt on Twitter and The Kristen Burt on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week with more for you on Dancing with the Stars.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.